Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Cattle parasites don't break for summer, so your fight against them shouldn't either. With Safeguard feed formulations, keeping up that fight is easier than ever. Available in blocks, cubes, pellets, or free choice mineral, Safeguard feed formulations are the convenient, labor-saving way to deworm cattle on grass. Simply add it to your current feed and mineral program. No processing, no shoot, no added stress. And you can be confident cattle are getting the proper dose. Finbendazole, the active ingredient in Safeguard, stays in the parasite. So even cattle that eat small amounts of Safeguard over a few feedings will quickly build up to a dose that's lethal to the most damaging internal parasites. You know the ones, brown stomach worm, Cuperia, and Nematodiris, to name a few. Remember to consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Then visit SafeguardWorks.com and see how Safeguard from Merck Animal Health can help protect your cattle from monstrous parasites all season long.
The Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry got $10 million from the CARES Act to improve meat processing capacity in the state of Oklahoma, hopefully to increase the number of shackle spaces in the state for meat processing on a regular basis right away. $10 million doesn't go too far when you've got 196 applications. State Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur in a news release saying that 40 recipients have been chosen for the $40 million. They'll get the money right away. Got to use it between now and the end of the year. Some names that are fairly familiar with folks like Ralphs and Perkins, Schwab and Company in Oklahoma City, a couple of state universities, Oklahoma Panhandle and Goodwell, and Eastern Oklahoma State College in Wilburton getting some monies as well. But some smaller names that you may not be as familiar with, Route 66 Meat Processing in Sayre, H&L Custom Processing in Colgate. And then some fairly cool names, names like Market 54 in Weatherford. And then there's the Fatted Calf LLC in Gary. Your first opportunity to see that full list of all 40 names on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Go and check it out. The latest Ag Economy Barometer out from the CME Group and Purdue University showing farmers have got more confidence now. The barometer jumping 26 points to 144. Organizers say the improvement in attitudes resulted from improved perceptions regarding current conditions and better expectations for the future. EPA would like to streamline biotech approval for crops. The proposal would allow biotech crops containing pesticide traits to be exempt from select regulations if they meet certain reporting requirements. American Farm Bureau not happy with the highly erodible land and wetland conservation final rule, otherwise known as conservation compliance, does not remedy unfair enforcement by the NRCS of USDA. Don Parrish is Senior Regulatory Relations Director for the American Farm Bureau.
If you combine bringing terms into this regulation that aren't congressionally authorized, like abandonment, changing the rainfall precipitation data that they use to make a determination on when things are prior converted, minimal effect, as well as incorporating into a regulation things that they have been using to bind farmers from guidance and manuals that farmers have never had an opportunity to comment on.
Don Parrish says farmers need clear rules and safeguards to ensure fair treatment of farmers when it comes to conservation compliance, saying to the administration, you missed an opportunity. This is a disappointing outcome, and we expected better. You've got farm news on Ron.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms in Alva has five tremendous varieties that'll help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, OK Corral, Gallagher, Smith's Gold, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call 580-748-0900. That's 580-748-0900. Also, check out their Facebook page, Shirley Seed Farms, or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.